Ladies and gentlemen, join me, Roxy Rich, to get down and dirty. To Talk To Me Live, Smut and Clean Chat, welcome. Please go to www.premium.chat/RoxyRich or see my link in the bio. Nudist Beach. It's a damn hot day. I'm so hot and sweaty. I can feel the sweat trickling down my cleavage. I can't bear wearing clothes today, so I'm heading to our local nudist beach. I get up to all sorts of naughty things there. I get there today and there doesn't seem to be any women around. It's all men. All naked men and just me. I get naked and I lie on my towel. The cool sea breeze is cooling my breasts. I see lots of naked men watching me whilst I lay naked on my towel. I start to caress my nipples. I might as well give them a show if they're going to stare at me. I start to stroke my thighs and my hands are finding their way to my warm, wet cunt. I like being watched naked on the beach. I start to finger my cunt and rub my clitoris for all to see. I see more and more naked men gathering around me, watching me wank my cunts and my clits. I see them all naked, men getting aroused and standing around me, watching me. They are wanking their cocks over me now. I'm making them horny and aroused. It's spurring me on as I watch them gather around me, watch me and wank their hard cocks for me, over me. This feels so good. They are all standing there, wanking their hard cocks for me, over me, wanking. My cunts, my nipples are like bullets as I watch them watch me playing with my cunts. Rubbing my cunt, squeezing my cunt with my long red nails. I'm getting so freaking horny. Lots of naked men with hard cocks, wanking their hard cocks for me, over me, whilst I wank myself off. This feels so good. A couple of the men kneel down next to me and start to feel my breasts, cup my breasts with their hands. Then I feel another at my feet as he kisses and sucks my toes, my red painted toenails. I can feel a few others get closer and they all start to take turns stroking me everywhere, then kissing me all down my neck, all over my breasts, over my nipples and over my thighs and sucking my feet. I stop wanking as one of the men licks me in between my thighs. Then he starts to lick my cunt. I have two cocks in my hands. I'm wanking them off as I'm being licked, sucked, kissed and fingered. My cunt juices are flowing and they are all taking turns to eat me, to lick me, to suck me, to finger me, to suck up my juices that are flowing from my cunt. I've lost count on how many men are there naked, watching me, wanking over me, stroking me, licking me, sucking me, fingering me. I am wanking their cocks with my hands. I feel a thrust as someone enters my cunt with their big hard cock. All the while, I'm being watched. I'm being wanked over by all these naked men. And now someone's fucking me. I can feel others rubbing their hard cocks over my breasts. I'm still being fucked. I'm being licked. I'm being kissed. I'm being fucked. They are all taking turns to fuck me now. Some are standing and some are just wanking as they watch me getting fucked right here on the beach. Naked men wanking over me, watching me, fucking me. I wonder how many more will fuck me. My cunt is getting a good seeing to. All these different cocks filling my cunt up, fucking my cunt, sucking me, stroking me, licking me, kissing me, fucking me. I roll over onto all fours so I can suck a couple of hard cocks and be fucked from behind. All these men are queuing up to fuck my cunt. All these naked men are wanking their cocks for me. I take turns sucking them and fucking them and wanking them all. All these naked men with hard cocks wanking for me, wanting to fuck me, wanting to throat fuck me, wanting to fill my cunt up with their hard cocks. What a great day at the nudist beach. I'm the only naked woman here, so I get all the hard naked men's cocks to myself. They are still stroking me, licking me, sucking me, fucking me. I feel like I'm going to explode. My cunt is being filled up with so many different cocks. Fucking my cunt. Shagging my cunt. Spunking in my cunt. Every naked hard cock is just for my cunt. All these naked hard cocks want to fuck my cunt. Feel my cunt, spunk in my cunt. I'm being gangbanged. I'm being gangbanged right here on the nudist beach. I swear there's around 50 men here, all naked, all wanking, and all wanting to take turns on my cunt. All their hard cocks wanting to shag my cunt. Fuck my cunt, feel my cunt, spunk in my cunt. Every single naked man on the beach wants to fuck me. They want to stick their cocks inside of me. Shagging my cunt, fucking my cunt. I'm still getting throat fucked too. Fuck me. Shag me, fuck my cunt, fuck my cunt, fuck my throat, fuck my mouth, grab my ponytail and fuck me. I feel men's hands all over my body, stroking me, squeezing me, teasing me. Teasing my clits, teasing my nipples and fucking me. Fucking my mouth, fucking my cunts. I love being the centre of attention. I'm loving this. All eyes are on me. All these naked men are wanking over me, waiting in line to fuck my mouth, waiting in line to fuck my cunt. So many men's hands are caressing me, teasing me, feeling me, stroking me. Oh yes, oh yes, this feels so good. Fuck me, stroking me, fuck me, fuck my cunt, fuck my cunt, fuck my mouth, fuck my throat, spunking my cunt, filling my cunt up with their spunk, fucking my cunt, spunking in my cunt, wank it, wank it, suck it, fuck my cunt, fuck my cunt, pummel my cunt, feel my cunt, spunk in my cunt. Oh, stroke me, squeeze me, kiss me, fuck me, fuck my cunt, fill my cunt up with your spunk, fill my cunt, fill my cunt, wank it, naked men wanking over me, naked men with their erect cocks just for me. All these naked men wanting to fuck me. Fuck me here on the nudist beach. I can feel different sized cocks in my cunt, all taking turns to fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck my cunt. Spunk in me. Spunk in my cunt. This feels so fucking good. Naked on the beach. Cock after cock in my cunt. Cock after cock spunking in my wet, spunk-filled cunt. The spunk is pouring out of my cunt. I'm being fucked by all of these naked men on my hands and knees, on all fours. They're all taking turns to fuck my cunt. They're all taking turns to spunk in my cunt. I bet you wish you were here too, don't you? I bet you wish my long red nails were wanking your cock, don't you? I bet you wish my luscious red lips were around your cock whilst you fuck my mouth, whilst you throat fuck me. Oh, I want you to stick your perfect cock in my cunt. You want to do that too, don't you? I bet you want to feel my nice, warm, wet, spunk-filled cunt. I bet you want to spunk in my cunt too, don't you? Go on then, get naked and join in. Let me wank your cock with my long red nails. Watch me getting fucked right here on the beach. Fuck my mouth. Fuck my throat. Now it's your turn to fuck my cunt. Now it's your turn to spunk in my cunt. I know you want to. I know you love watching me, wanking over me. Come on, baby. Fuck my cunt. Fuck my spunk filled cunt. Fill your erect cock in my cunt. Pummel my cunt. Fuck my spunk filled cunt. Harder. Harder. I can feel your cock deep inside me. I can feel your hard cock in my spunk filled cunt. Fuck me. Fuck my cunt. You like it like that, don't you, baby? You like my cunt filled with other men's spunk. You like to see me get fucked, don't you? You like to see my cunt filled with spunk. You like to fuck it when it's filled with spunk. Spunk for me. Spunk for me. Spunk in my spunk-filled cunt. Spunk. 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 Spunk in my cunt. Spunk in my cunt. Spunk in my spunk-filled cunt. Wank it. Lick it. Suck it. Fuck it. Spunk in my cunt. Spunk in my dirty, wet, spunky cunt. Spunk, spunk, spunk. Fill up my cunt with your spunk. Glorious spunk. Dirty cunt. Spunky cunt. Wet cunt. Spunk in my cunt. Spunk in my dirty, wet, spunk filled cunt.
Hi there, this is Roxy Rich, author of the Sex Worker Stories. Join me for a daily British look through the life of a
sexy,
dramatic, full of BDSM and kinks that you can never
dream of.
With all the dirt and grime,
I'm conquering the spirit, I'm busting through the ceiling.
The whole time this was all going on, Nina was still passed out on the floor, but the needle had fallen out of her arm. Roxy looked again at Nina to check she was still breathing, then asked the maid to help her move Nina's dead weight of a body onto the sofa. It was a struggle, but they managed it. She then told the maid she best phone Philippa to let her know what's been going on. Roxy then phoned PJ to ask if she needed to do anything to help Nina, as she was clueless about heroin users. PJ had nothing to say other than, let her sleep it off. Roxy was fuming. Imagine what the police had thought. Nina passed out on the floor with the needle in her arm, and then this place being the dump it was. She was so glad this day would be over soon. Not only did she feel humiliated, but she was really annoyed. It was difficult to concentrate on the clients when she was in this kind of mood. Why was life always this so difficult? Why was there always some sort of aggro rearing its ugly head? She desperately needed a break from all this. Roxy had been advertising in the Lonely Hearts of her local paper for some time. It cost a lot of money, but she needed something to keep her occupied in her private life that was nothing to do with her work. She spent hours on the phone to one guy in particular. Tonight they were going on their first date, just to a pub for a few pints and a chat. Roxy knew the pub. It was local to Mark, the guy that she was meeting. It wasn't one that she had been in before, and it was the wrong end of town, away from all the clubs and all the other pubs. As Roxy walked in, she went straight to the bar to get herself a pint. She was nervous, and a pint would give her some much-needed Dutch courage. Just as she was about to pay, Mark leaned over and said, "I will get this," to the barman. Roxy turned to look at him. He was actually quite good looking. He had a mane of blonde hair and blue eyes with a cheeky smile. They walked over to the table near the window and sat down. Roxy, after much thought, had decided this time she would tell any prospective partners about her job straight away. She wasn't having another Greg situation, that's for sure. To her, it was the only way forward. Be honest from the start, and then it's their choice. As they chatted about their lives, Roxy blurted out, "I'm a working girl. Thought it best to tell you straight away. That way you can decide if you want to carry on seeing me or not." There was silence for a minute, and then Mark said, "Roxy, I already know," with a smug smile. Roxy had a huge gulp of her pint and said, "What do you mean you already know? How?" Mark explained to Roxy that because he really enjoyed talking to her for hours on the phone, that he'd asked a few friends about her. She was a little perplexed and asked who his friends were. It turned out that one of the friends they had in common was from the rave club that she went to. They stayed at the pub till closing time as the conversation seemed effortless. They both said they wanted marriage, and although Roxy had been told she would never have kids, she wasn't adverse to trying. Mark couldn't believe his luck. Roxy was attractive and fun. The only bugbear to him was her job. This is Roxy Rich, author and podcaster. You can buy my books on Amazon. Please look up Sex Worker in the Making. You can find me on Twitter at Rampant Roxy. My Facebook is Roxy Rich Author Podcasts. Look me up. My TikTok is Roxy Rich Roxanne Cooper 87. Check me out and come and say hello. You can now support me on Patreon. You cannot search for me as I'm far too naughty and far too rude. Over 18s only, you must follow my link. patreon.com/RoxyRich. All links are in the episode descriptions. Look me up on many vids. My name there is rampant_Roxy. Or you can find me on my free cams. My name again is rampant_Roxy. Thank you to my new Patreon supporter, AJ. You know who you are. Anyone who supports me on Patreon will, of course, get a shout out on my next podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe and follow me. All your help supports my show. Thank you very much, guys and ladies. Let's make my knickers wet every Monday. Join me, Roxy Rich. Let me chase your Monday blues away with my sex worker stories.